Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We're talking a lot this week about Miss Arkansas. Of course, the Miss Arkansas coverage on K-Fine, powered by United Home Insurance, Families Inc., Simply Auto, and Air Choice One. And we have Miss River Delta on the phone with us this morning, a young lady that I've known basically, it seems like, her whole life. Welcome to the show for the first time, Ellie Stafford.
Hello.
How are you, Ellie?
I'm good. I told you earlier, I'm a little tired, but I haven't felt it yet. It hasn't hit me yet, I don't think.
Every contestant is talking about how these hours for Miss Arkansas are ridiculous.
Oh, they are insane. I think that I was probably up for probably 20 hours yesterday, and then I went to sleep around 1:30, was up at about 5 this morning, and I'm feeling good. I'm ready to tackle the day.
So what helps you with it? Are you a coffee person, an energy drink, or what's your energy in the morning?
So my one thing that I don't like about myself is that I cannot force myself to drink coffee.
Really?
And so I have trouble just waking up, but once I get up, I'm fine. My biggest obsession is orange juice, and I don't know how it keeps me energized, but it does.
Well,
throughout
good. My
life at dance competitions, I always drink orange juice. I brought them to pageants. I know it has sugar in it, but that's my little getaway.
There you go. So has your diet been ridiculous as you've been getting ready for this?
It has, but especially with all of the changes right now that are going on in the Miss America organization, the one thing that I've really wanted to talk about and consistently talked about is how I've made sure that I've maintained a healthy diet. There will be days where my family wanted to go out to eat, and I will, I've cheated every now and then. I won't, starve myself or anything, but I've worked out, I've maintained a good diet. But I am ready to go to sumo when I get back because I've not been to sumo and I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. Are you a sushi girl?
I'm not. And we went to Wasabi the other day, which is really funny because there are all these different types of sushi. And I tried so hard. I tried so many different good sushis, but I just could not get myself to do it. I stuck with the grilled chicken and then the edamame. I'm obsessed with edamame.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So I was told as we were getting ready to have you on that last night, the Children's Miracle Network named you the top fundraiser out of the entire Miss Arkansas pageant. So tell me about your passion for Children's Miracle Network.
So Children's Miracle Network is the national platform for the Miss America organization. And so with that, every contestant is at least required to raise $250 going into the pageant. But I actually started doing strawberry pie fundraisers this year for Make-A-Wish. The strawberry pie fundraiser was my papaw's amazing strawberry pie recipe that he gave to me 2 weeks before he passed away this past December. And so I raised $10,000 for Make-A-Wish through that.
Wow.
And then I knew that I wanted to do that for Children's Miracle Network as well, just because I've met so many of those miracle kids, and they're so phenomenal, and there's so much that they go through at such a young age. So anything that I can do to help them out and give back to them would be amazing. And so I raised about $6,000 through cooking about 250 pies.
Ooh.
Right when I got out of college in May this past month. And so it was an amazing experience, and to get to tell the entire community of Northeast Arkansas my papaw story through his pies was an awesome experience, and getting to win Miracle Maker was icing on the cake.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really cool thing. So again, Miss River Delta Ellie Stafford joins us on the phone this morning. I've known her since she was just a little kid. I was telling her, I don't even know if she remembers this, because we were trying to figure out like the time frame as far as like how long I've known her, and I think we've narrowed it down to she was about 3 years old.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's
a
crazy.
A long time ago, and I was a few inches shorter than this.
Just a little. Yeah, because we got our picture taken on the sidelines at an A-State football game. I guess it was last season.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of had the complex, like I needed to kind of tippy-toe it a little bit.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm almost outgrown my dad now, so he's not excited about that. I can tell you that right now.
That's wild. So as you're going from this, this is your first time to compete at the, I guess, I don't know if we'd say the big Miss Arkansas level, but you competed.
The big leagues.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is, though, because you competed as a teen. What's the difference going from competing as outstanding teens to now Miss Arkansas on the big stage on Saturday night?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of differences, and transferring, kind of moving up from teen to miss is a little hard just because first of all, I will say the interview is much more, political, current events. You have to prepare a little bit more and stay updated with what's going on in the news. But the one big difference to me, just being in college and kind of realizing and having an eye-opener on how important scholarships are the scholarships that are awarded. And we actually, the Miss Arkansas organization is providing the largest amount of scholarships in the nation. So I think that's awesome. And they're giving out $184,000 just this week. So
wow.
I've already had my name called a few times, so that's awesome. Just being able to know that I will be graduating from college debt-free, primarily because of this organization and all the scholarships that they give out. So that's one of the biggest differences, but also the amount of sleep, just because, you know, anytime you get your name called, you get to wake up really early and be on KATV, which is awesome, but the amount of sleep is definitely very different.
All right, so we're going to be there tomorrow morning, and we hope to get to hang out with you a little bit while we're there at the Robinson Center. But, like, you're the one I think we can ask this to. I don't know what to wear tomorrow morning.
You know, I got the same question from my dad and my brothers.
What should we wear? Because we're going to be interviewing. We're going to be taking photos. What should we wear? Jeans and a polo? Should it be khakis and a polo? Should it be a button-down shirt? What do you think?
I'd say khakis and a polo or a button-down shirt. I went and watched last year with my mom and my dad and my boyfriend. I made them all dress really nice just because I feel like once we get done, we'll all be in our evening gowns and everything. So I always wanted to look as fancy as I can whenever I came to watch. But yeah, my dad will be wearing his Team Ellie shirt with a big strawberry pie on it. So he will not be dressed up.
That's funny.
I think he's okay with that. He's so excited about getting to wear it.
That's awesome.
So if you'd rather wear a Team Ellie shirt, you can wear that. But
all right.
Yeah, button down and polo.
I'll try to get one of the shirts. I'll swing by and pick one up. Let's do five questions with Ellie Stafford. David, the barrel boy, what you got?
All right, Ellie, are you ready?
I think I am.
Okay. Now, the first question we kind of addressed a little bit ago, but what is the first thing immediately after the pageant you plan on eating?
Okay, so I already said sumo, but it's a two-way tie. My other big obsession that I've always had is chocolate chip pizza from Pizza Inn, so I will definitely be getting me some of that when I get home.
That's the second time we've heard that.
I know.
That is funny.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
When we order that, my wife makes me order it and say, hey, leave it gooey. Like, that's the deal.
I know. I hate when it's burned. It makes me so sad.
But the gooey and the buttery and the chocolate, oh, my gosh, so good.
Oh, my gosh, stop it. I'm not done yet.
Question number two, David.
Okay, what would you call your dream job?
Okay, besides the job of Miss Arkansas or potentially Miss America, clearly that's my dream job as of right now. But with that, you know, after I age out, my dream job, I've been a part of the Make-A-Wish organization. I was 6 years old, and so I'm majoring in strategic communications with an emphasis in PR. So to be able to be the public relations director for Make-A-Wish, I feel like it wouldn't even really be a job because I volunteered for it so long without even being paid. So I feel like it'd be just more volunteer time, which would be awesome. But definitely that. But right now, Miss Arkansas, for sure.
Boom, she's focused. Question number three, David.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, okay. I'm going to admit it. I had the biggest obsession with Justin Bieber. And his concert, I had his shirt on. I had my hair in little sparkly ponytail holder, pigtails, and the whole nine yards. I was obsessed with him for the longest time.
That's funny.
He's kind of gone down and out a little bit. I'm ready for him to release some new songs. I hope they're still good.
Yeah, they are.
All right. What was the last show you binged on Netflix?
Oh, I watched 13 Reasons Why, but the one that I continuously have been binge-watched over and over and over again is Gossip Girl. And I've actually gotten my boyfriend obsessed with it, too, now. He's watched the entire thing, and if he's listening right now, he's going to kill me. But I'm obsessed with Gossip Girl, and I highly recommend the guys watch it, too, because I promise it's still interesting.
All right, we'll have to check it out. And the final question.
If we were to go through your phone right now, what music would surprise us the most?
That's kind of a hard one. Probably all of my talent music ideas. I have playlists on playlists of all the talent music that I've dreamed of dancing to. I have so many. And so you probably find some of the craziest dance songs you've never heard. But probably that. I have a playlist hidden on Spotify for nobody else to see because I'm kind of embarrassed about how long they are. But probably that.
Miss River Delta, Ellie Stafford joins us on the phone this morning. We wish you the best of luck. As somebody
Thank
who, again,
so
I've been around you and your family for a long time, we're proud of everything you've accomplished, and we'll see you tomorrow in Little Rock.
Yeah, I'm excited. Excited to see you all dressed up.
All right. I promise we'll be dressed up and ready. Ellie Stafford on the phone this morning. Thank you, girl.
Thank you so much.
Miss Arkansas coverage brought to you by United Home Insurance, Families Inc., Simply Auto, and Air Choice One.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.